Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
Nestled along Chicago's iconic Magnificent Mile, the Drake Hotel stands as a beacon of history and luxury. Its storied past intertwined with whispers of the paranormal. Opened with grand fanfare on New Year's Eve in 1920, the hotel has been home to countless celebrations, scandals, and, according to some, lingering spirits. Of all the tales tied to its gilded halls, none captures the imagination quite like the story of the woman in red, said to be the spectral remnant of a heartbroken guest who discovered her fiancé's infidelity during the hotel's inaugural party. Her tragic end has become the stuff of legend. Over the years, guests and staff alike have claimed to see her ghostly figure wandering the 10th floor or gliding through the lavish Gold Coast room. But are these sightings proof of a haunted past, or are they the product of vivid imaginations and shadowed corners? On tonight's journey, we'll unravel the layers of the Drake's history, from its glittering origins to the enduring enigma of the woman in red. We'll explore eyewitness testimonies, historical clues, and even scientific theories that attempt to explain the unexplainable. I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. When the Drake Hotel first opened its doors on New Year's Eve in 1920, it was more than just a luxurious addition to Chicago's bustling Magnificent Mile. Designed by architect Benjamin Howard Marshall, the hotel was a masterpiece of Italian Renaissance style, offering 535 rooms of unparalleled elegance. It quickly became a destination for the city's elite, a symbol of grandeur and exclusivity. But even in its early days, whispers of something otherworldly began to swirl within its ornate walls. The story of the woman in red finds its roots in the very night of the Drake's grand opening. According to legend, among the glittering crowd of revelers was a young woman attending the gala with her fiancé. As the evening progressed, she reportedly caught sight of him with another woman, locked in an intimate moment that shattered her heart. Overcome with despair, she fled to the 10th floor of the hotel, where she is said to have taken her own life by leaping to her death. This tragic tale, though deeply woven into the fabric of the Drake's lore, is difficult to substantiate. No official records of such an incident exist, leading skeptics to question whether the story is an urban myth born from the hotel's mysterious allure. Yet the absence of documentation has done little to deter those who believe in her haunting presence. Early accounts of the woman in red came from guests and staff who claimed to have seen a spectral figure clad in a flowing red dress, often described as appearing forlorn and ghostly pale. She is said to linger in areas like the 10th floor and the Gold Coast room. Reports of her presence are chillingly consistent. A sudden drop in temperature, the faint scent of gardenias, and an overwhelming sense of sadness. But could there be a more earthly explanation for these sightings? Experts in psychology suggest that grief, stress, and the mind's tendency to fill in gaps with familiar patterns could play a role. The human brain, they argue, is hardwired to seek meaning in randomness, often creating ghostly images in low-light environments or emotionally charged situations. Environmental factors may also be at play. The Drake's historic architecture, with its grand yet shadowy interiors, can create an atmosphere ripe for misinterpretation. Subtle drafts, creaking floors, and the play of light on ornate mirrors could easily be mistaken for paranormal activity. Despite these rational explanations, the legend persisted, fueled by more accounts of eerie encounters. One staff member claimed to have seen a woman in a red dress standing silently in an empty hallway, only for her to vanish when approached. A guest reported being unable to sleep, plagued by the sound of faint sobbing emanating from the room next door, only to discover later that the adjacent suite had been unoccupied. As these stories spread, the Drake's reputation as a haunted hotel grew, drawing the attention of paranormal enthusiasts and skeptics alike. Investigators combed the premises with infrared cameras and electromagnetic field detectors, searching for evidence of the supernatural. Though their findings were often inconclusive, they added another layer of intrigue to the woman in red's enduring mystery. What makes her tale so compelling is not just the eerie sightings, but the emotional resonance of her story. Whether rooted in fact or fiction, the idea of a young woman betrayed and heartbroken on what should have been a night of celebration strikes a chord with those who hear it. It's a reminder of the fragility of happiness and the lingering power of unresolved sorrow. Yet as the 20th century gave way to the 21st, sightings of the woman in red continued, with new witnesses adding to the rich tapestry of the Drake's haunted history. Some were convinced they had seen her, while others remained skeptical, attributing the phenomena to the power of suggestion or clever marketing by the hotel. What is clear is that the story of the woman in red has taken on a life of its own, blurring the lines between history and myth. Whether a tragic spirit or a product of imagination, she continues to captivate all who enter the Drake. Her presence felt in the whispered tales and lingering glances down shadowed hallways. As the decades rolled on, the legend of the woman in red took on a life of its own, bolstered by recurring reports of paranormal activity that seemed too vivid to dismiss. Guests continued to claim they had encountered her specter, often describing the same details. A graceful yet somber woman in a crimson gown, her presence accompanied by an inexplicable chill. The 10th floor remained a focal point of these sightings, with many reporting fleeting glimpses of her figure reflected in mirrors or at the end of dimly lit corridors. In one particularly chilling account, a guest described stepping out of their room late at night to find the woman in red standing silently at the far end of the hallway. They described her gaze as hollow, her expression mournful. Just as they gathered the courage to approach, she vanished into thin air. The Gold Coast Room, a grand ballroom known for its glittering chandeliers and opulent decor, has also become synonymous with her haunting. During wedding receptions and upscale events, guests have reported seeing her seated at an empty table, her red dress standing out starkly amidst the sea of tuxedos and evening gowns. Some have claimed that when they tried to approach or draw attention to her presence, she would simply disappear, leaving only an eerie sense of being watched. Paranormal investigators have taken a keen interest in the Drake over the years, bringing advanced equipment in hopes of capturing evidence of her presence. Some investigators have reported capturing faint, disembodied voices on audio recordings, as well as unexplained spikes in electromagnetic readings near the 10th floor. Infrared cameras have purportedly captured fleeting heat signatures that seem to correspond to a humanoid shape, though skeptics argue that such anomalies could have natural explanations. The woman in red, however, is not the only paranormal presence rumored to haunt the Drake. Other ghostly phenomena reported over the years include shadowy figures in the Palm Court and unexplained footsteps echoing through empty hallways. Yet her story remains the most enduring and emotionally resonant, drawing visitors intrigued by the possibility of encountering her spirit. Theories abound regarding the nature of the woman in red's haunting. One popular explanation is the concept of a residual haunting, where emotional or traumatic events leave an imprint on the environment, replaying like a recording. Proponents of this theory suggest that her apparition may not be a conscious spirit, but rather an echo of her final tragic moments. Others propose the possibility of an intelligent haunting, where the ghost is believed to be aware of its surroundings and interacts with the living. Accounts of her vanishing upon being approached or reacting to the presence of guests lend some credence to this idea, though definitive evidence remains elusive. Skeptics, meanwhile, argue that the woman in Red Legend is a combination of folklore and suggestive storytelling. They point out the lack of historical records documenting the alleged suicide and suggest that many sightings may be the result of confirmation bias, where people see what they expect to see in an already eerie setting. The hotel's historic design, with its shadowy corners and antique mirrors, certainly provides a backdrop that could amplify these perceptions. Yet for those who have encountered her, the woman in red feels undeniably real. Her story has captivated generations of guests and investigators, making her a symbol of the Drake's mystique. Whether a grieving spirit trapped in time or a figment of collective imagination, she continues to spark fascination and debate. As the years pass, new stories emerge, each adding another layer to the legend. Some guests claim to have smelled the faint aroma of gardenias in rooms long abandoned, while others describe waking in the night to the sensation of being watched. Even hotel staff, often reluctant to discuss the haunting openly, admit that certain areas of the building carry an unsettling energy that defies explanation. The Drake Hotel stands as a testament to both Chicago's storied past and its capacity for mystery. The woman in red is more than just a ghost story. She is a reminder of the enduring power of human emotion, of love and betrayal, and of the questions that linger long after the answers are lost to time. The story of the Drake Hotel and the woman in red offers a fascinating glimpse into the intersection of history, mystery, and human imagination. On one hand, it's easy to see why her tale endures. The Drake, with its gilded halls and storied past, provides the perfect backdrop for a ghostly legend. The woman in red herself is a figure who evokes both empathy and intrigue, a heartbroken guest forever tied to a moment of despair. But what do we make of the sightings, the eerie encounters, and the unexplainable chills? Paranormal enthusiasts might point to these as evidence of a lingering spirit, while skeptics argue they're the product of environmental triggers or psychological suggestion. The truth, as is often the case with tales like this, lies somewhere in the murky middle. Whether you believe in ghosts or simply enjoy a good story, one thing is certain. The Drake Hotel has woven itself into the fabric of Chicago's haunted history. The woman in red may be a tragic remnant of the past, or perhaps she exists only in the minds of those who seek her out. Either way, her legend endures, continuing to captivate all who walk through the Drake's story doors. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes, and join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.